Blessed Mother says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, my son allows me to address you today on my feast of Our Lady of Good Counsel. When Jesus walked amongst you, he encouraged all to live in holy love, to love God above all else, and your neighbor as yourself. This is a truth which cannot be compromised. I ask you today, who lives in holy love? Is it those in holy love ministries who propagate the law of love, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and counsel against the wickedness of abortion? Or is it those who persecute the ministry, though admittedly never having investigated the mission or the messages? Why do those in power in the diocese criticize the ministry for being ecumenical when the Pope himself encourages ecumenism? Why do those in authority want holy love ministries to be under diocesan control? Is it just that? Does the power within the Church seek to control? Control, title, and compromised authority are not the objectives of living in holy love, nor do any of these support holy love. To live in holy love means to live in faith, hope, and love. Love and humility together bring peace to the heart. But when one person or group attempts to destroy another, it is disordered self-love that takes over. Jealousy, hatred, and compromise abound. Choose good over evil always, my children. Do not compete with one another over authority, reputation, or property. Let Jesus fill your hearts and be satisfied with him. Help one another to build up the body of Christ, not to tear it down. You will not have peace in the world so long as you avoid the truth of my words to you. You cannot be at peace or in righteousness so long as you try to trample underfoot your brethren who are living in holy love. Do not ignore what I am telling you out of pride or arrogance. Listen with your hearts, not just your ears.